Hi, did you miss us?
Did you miss us? Did you miss us? We're back in black. We're back on track. We're black on black on black.
Hey. Coming at you every Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., whether it is actually us, our AI version of us, we are here for you.
And by AI, we don't actually mean AI. It's just like a pre-recorded version. Trust me, there's never an AI version of us. So.
One day.
Nah, fuck that.
You can never, one day.
You can never replace the enigma of my perverted mind.
We will see. Don't challenge the internet.
Anyway, you're listening to Black on Black on Black. You're here with D Fantastic and DJ
Sweet Queen.
Do our intro, bro. I know you have it up.
I know.
Also, her name is not Sweet Queen.
But it is. It's but I am a little sweet. This is a show.
A little light in the loafers.
Boy, this is a show that features a Bay Area native and a transfer from the Sizzity South.
Yeah.
As we explore the real San Francisco and larger Bay Area, finding scenes, creating memes, and being obscene. Listen. Yep. Listen to this show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen. So we've been out for a little bit. We've been traveling. We've been skedaddling. We've
on
been
on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sweet D was in Ireland. That's what was going on. D Fantastic was in Ireland. So
I was in Pennsylvania.
Some more white Irish motherfuckers out there.
Sure is, buddy. So now we are back and we are here to entertain you better than ever, especially now that we are both over being sick.
Yes, we both survived illnesses.
So today's show, we don't really have any content pre-prepared for you all.
Nah.
So we're just going to be kicking it, you know?
Yeah. Hanging out, talking about shit that's happening in the world, as well as just, I don't know, just bullshit, you know?
Yeah, both D and I brought in vinyl that we have at home, and we're just going to play that for you all as we kiki without you all.
look, we got to catch up. I'm sorry you cannot be involved in all these conversations. Trust us, you will think less of us. So,
exactly.
And we want to keep our... we want to keep y'all thinking that we're actually, like, decent people.
Because we're not.
The exact opposite.
This banter that you get over the airwaves is exactly what we are.
Yes.
In person. Hence why we decided to do a radio show.
Exactly. So anyways, yeah, we're gonna talk about some shit. There's gonna be lots of would you rathers, but we're just gonna keep it real. We're gonna play some good music and hope y'all just kinda kick and hang out with us. Any community events? Anything going on?
Yeah, so three events to highlight for this week. First, we have the Sour Flower String Band is gonna be playing at the Halfway Club, which is on 116. 666 Geneva Ave in San Francisco. So that's going to be this Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Check it out. They have a dope flyer. It features a stand-up bass with three raccoons on it, which definitely represents our three friends in this band very, very well. I was like, y'all are knocking it out the park there. And then the second event will be, prepare for this one, is the East Bay Rats MC. They're going to have a fight party. Yes, there will actually be fighting. And so that's going to happen on August 23rd, starting at 7 p.m. And this will be in the East Bay at the Victory Stables on 2328 San Pablo Ave. There will also be music provided by Older Threat, Hellbound Pound, and more. It is 18 and up, obviously, and BYOB. No, you cannot just show up and participate in the fighting. Those are all organized ahead of time. But consider it's just like a fight club. I am definitely going to try and go to this. And then our last and final event, Piano Palace presents La Gente Es.
Oh boy, I wonder why we're always promoting La Gente.
Mind your business, business. Okay. So that will be on August 24th, this Sunday, from 4 to 7 p.m. Doors open at 3:30 p.m. There are still tickets being sold for this. They are $35, and this includes wine and tapas. The tickets will also be sold at the door, so if you end up going all the way to Half Moon Bay without a ticket, you can purchase one at the door. The address for this is 514 Half Moon Bay Ave. That's not right. I will get the address for this. It's missing something. And this is put on by Artist Migration, which is a nonprofit artist collective. It's a really, really cool space. If you all have not been there, I would highly suggest it. It's a really great, like, small personal venue to see some of your favorite artists in. And that's what we got for events.
Yeah. We always kind of start off with, like, some black happenings as well, but we're going to talk about these throughout the show anyway, so I'm just going to kind of run through some random shit. Did you see what this nigga Ice Cube said? What did
he say?
Okay, so this nigga Ice Cube on Ice Raid said, "It hurts to see people disrespected like that. It's sad, man. I can't wait until this period is over. It's crazy to see people dragged out of their spots of refuge. Nobody's safe, man. Fuck that nigga." Like, the coonassery is wild. Like, it is so wild to me. Like how can you say these things?
And for those at home who might be saying, like, why are you talking about Ice Cube? Why do we call Ice Cube a coon out here, D?
Because literally, like, earlier this year, Ice Cube said something like, you know, President Trump is shaking things up. Shaking things up how? Not doing shit, just bullshit and bullshit random endorsement, you know, instead of being like, fuck him, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and is he still part of the NWA? I don't know how you...
No, that was a separation that happened a long time ago.
That's
hi! Are you looking for the makeout room?
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's another entrance for artists, if y'all have any.
No, oh, usually everyone just goes straight through that front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
we're a radio station.
Yeah. Radio Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check us out. We're online, you know. Our show is called Black on Black on Black. You can listen to us every 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Mondays.
Yeah, we're streaming right now.
Check us out.
Thank you all for taking up space that needs to be taken up.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank
are you doing
that.
A show next door?
Yeah.
What's your band?
So we're the openers. We're called the Helltones.
The Helltones.
Okay, y'all check out the Helltones. They're a dope ass band
playing at the makeout room.
They'll be playing soon.
Anyway, have a good night, y'all.
Awesome, thanks.
Thank
have a good
you.
Show.
Look at that. Just artists on
community.
Artists. Yeah, community. anyway.
The Helltones is a sick ass name, too.
No, that is dope.
Yeah,
that is
here
dope.
For it.
You should definitely check that out.
Yeah.
The Helltones. Anyway, so because Ice Cube was part of the NWA, but then they broke, you know that whole story.
Yeah,
y'all saw the movie.
Yeah, I was going to say Ice Cube broke away from NWA for good reasons, because the manager was kind of like swindling them in money. And Ice Cube's Ice Cube's wife, who was then his like manager and attorney, was like helped him do that. And so that's kind of like there was a feud for a minute between NWA and Ice Cube that produced some really good diss tracks. But yeah, they did separate in the heyday of NWA.
Right. So anyways, this formerly member former member of NWA is on some coon shit. So yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, it's tough to see your heroes die. Snoop Dogg goes into that category.
Lil Wayne,
as well.
All that.
Yeah,
it's real hard,
bro.
I mean, it's whatever. Yeah. This is why, honestly, I'm just glad some people are dead. I hate to say it.
Yeah, because you know who suck, bro, to see do this?
Who?
Tupac.
Yes.
Woo!
That would be devastating. That would be absolutely devastating.
It would, but I would live for Tupac being around right now just to talk his shit on Snoop Dogg and be like, I told you, hoes.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
This was
on some bullshit.
Playing two side ass mother.
Yes.
But yeah, it sucks to see your heroes live long enough to become the villain.
Yes.
That's exactly. A Batman quote for anybody who doesn't know.
I don't know how you would not know that.
You know, there's people out there who really don't. I guarantee you, I'm going to talk to some people and they're going to be like, I had no idea, bro.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What else? Black people Twitter is going crazy.
As it always
about,
is.
that this new ads for Freakier Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis.
What?
You haven't seen these?
Freakier Friday
with Jamie Lee Curtis?
I've seen some of the ads for that movie.
Okay, so
why is Black Twitter on this?
Because she's got the bajangas out. Like in this ad
she
on
got
TikTok,
the bajangas out.
Her boobs, man, her tits are ginormous. I love
Jamie Lee Curtis, as she has gotten older, has given less and less fucks about showing any part of her body.
Yes, and anyways, because of that, people all over the internet, but also Black people said, are like, God damn,
them things are swinging.
Them things are thanging. Like
it's so stupid.
It's pretty wild. Like I saw the ad thanks to my lovely husband for no reason at all. You know, it showed up on his page.
So stupid.
And so, like, he showed me, and I was like, "Whoa!"
I love that your white Irishman is the one that gets the Black Twitter thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, "Wow!" Like, they are. It's wild. So anyways, check that out. Check out Freakier Friday, Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm certain that you will see what you need to see. Actually, let me see if I can pull that up right now.
Bro, have you seen that, you know Jubilee that hosts those sort of like that has been recently platforming fascists into discussions?
Who are you talking about?
Jubilee, it's an organization. People are so stupid. Are you talking about that one that's right there?
Hold on. But the videos. Okay.
Oh, my God. People are so... Is it AI, first off?
No, it's not. It's
okay.
Not. It is her just living her best life. Anyways.
So, Jubilee, they're a content creator that you can watch a lot of their things through
Here we go.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, black Twitter's black men's obsession with white women's boobs needs to be studied.
I think men's obsession with boobs. Needs
I know,
to
just
be studied.
Just baby, just let them live. Let them live.
Well, I mean, they love it. They love it. Though. You know what? Good for her.
Wild. But yeah, Jubilee is like a con. They sort of host these wide discussion debates. They have steadily been becoming sort of a platform that has been platforming more fascist content.
Jubilee.
Yeah. If you type it in, Jubilee. So there was recently an Amanda Seals. She was on Insecure. She's also a comedian, very incredibly smart, has a master's degree in African American studies, talks a lot about sort of different black topics and gives.
Oh, Amanda Seals.
Okay, yeah. Amanda
one Seals. Black radical versus 20 black conservatives.
It
That's crazy.
Was crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy. So I've been seeing that a lot on black Twitter and other sort of like black TikTok and black threads.
Oh, my God. People they have fucking Candace Owens on there. It says one conservative versus 20 feminists.
That one also equally crazy. But the Amanda Seals one was ridiculous.
Really?
You know, the Candace Owens, there was actually some really good discussion on there from the folks from the other folks who came to sort of talk with Candace Owens. Now, the people who came to talk to Amanda Seals, I don't know what the credentials are for how they choose these people, but it's incredible some of the arguments that they are making, as well as saying that, like, Harriet Tubman was supported by the reason why Harriet Tubman is who she is because of white people.
Huh?
No, it was an insane take. It was an insane take. But Amanda Seales, you know, she kind of has a little bit of a troubled perception within the black community. There are black people who really like her. There are black people who really don't like her. But she's flawed in a human being. And one thing you can't take away from her is that she absolutely knows black American history and absolutely is, as someone who one of their parents is like a black immigrant from Grenada, like Grenada, has like this beautiful lens,
yeah,
on sort of like the black experience.
Right.
And so if you are going to come into a conversation with her, again, she's someone who has a master's in African American studies. Like, she knows this shit.
Right.
So to get into a conversation with her without being able to cite your facts, bitch, she gonna bring black woman energy to that and be like, no. And so it was really interesting to kind of watch her run some of these people down on being like, and she starts clocking sort of where they come from. Like, there's this black man who's speaking about, like, you know, that black people need to stop being lazy and sort of like expecting other people to solve their problems. And he keeps saying, like, you know, you people. And she's like, why do you keep saying you people? Stop calling me you people.
Right.
And she's like, we're both black. Yeah. And then he keeps going and she stops him. She's like, where are you from?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm from Maine. And she's like, what is the black percentage in Maine? And he's like, well, it's really low, but I grew up around black people. And she's like, what is your background? And he's like, oh, I'm from Angola. And she was like, are your parents black American? Were your parents born? And he was like, no, we were all born in Angola. She's like, okay, so you are a black immigrant telling black American people that they are lazy,
right,
and you don't even have the firsthand experience of surviving in this, of having your whole lineage survive, right, in this system,
right,
yet you're talking disparagingly about those who have.
Right.
And then she's like, I need you to get up and go sit back down.
Yeah.
it was just like a really, it was a really interesting conversation to watch.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's an hour and 30 minutes long, my God. Yeah. But,
yeah, but, I have watched clips of it and some 30-minute segments. I can't watch an hour and a half of that much stupidity.
I can't.
No.
Not amongst my own community. I wouldn't watch that anyway. There's almost nothing that you could make me watch an hour and 30 minutes of that madness.
But, yeah, it was consistent black on black. That was black on black crime.
Yeah. And so I think that's really interesting. I will say this. Have you ever seen the movie Thank You for Smoking?
Thank You for Smoking.
Yeah.
No.
So I watched this movie. It was part of my rhetorical grammar class, which was fucking hard as shit.
Oh.
Anyways,
what's rhetorical grammar?
It's grammar with using rhetoric and grammar together. Anyways, actually no, this one was about rhetoric in movies. Rhetoric and film.
Oh, okay.
And so rhetoric and grammar was hard as fuck. Anyways, so it's featured the guy, and I can't remember the name, save my life, but the main actor is the guy who played Two-Face and The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I like him as that
so,
actor.
So, no, he's great. And so his role in the movie is he is like the main like head of affairs, public relations dude for cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And like he works alongside like the gun lobbyist and like, you know, pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. And so he's explaining to his son, because he's like having a conversation with his son about like what it is with rhetoric and arguments and conversations. And he's like, and the son is like, well, you know, when you're going up against, you know, someone in an argument and they've got all their facts against you, but you're just kind of like pushing them left and right with a lot of whataboutisms, and you're clearly in the wrong, so what's the point in arguing? And the actor is like, it's not about this conversation, it's not about me and you.
Mm-mm.
It's about people perceiving. It's about people watching the conversation. So yes, it's all theater. Mm-hmm. It's all how it's being cut and played. So that's what I believe this whole Jubilee thing is.
Yeah.
It's not about her actually probably being right in most of those conversations. Mm-hmm. It's about showing a side of black people and like letting people make those sorts of assumptions and like whatever ideas about black people from that conversation.
Yeah, I think the other the the other problematic part about it is that they show, like, it's in this group, and the other people, that you see them clapping, you see them like, yes, you're right, not to Amanda Seales, but to the other people saying these incredibly ignorant things. And I think that part is where people are upset with Jubilee.
Yeah.
Right? Because obviously this person is making a good point, but to show other black people being in agreement with this ignorance and clapping for it and rejoicing in it is like so problematic.
All of that is editing on purpose.
Yep.
That's why I'm saying I'm like they had, it doesn't matter how educated Amanda's going to be. It doesn't matter how uneducated a person in Amanda's. It's like, because that's why they don't give a fuck about the rest of the people surrounding her.
Yeah.
All they want is just to keep punching and punching and punching, allowing her to deflect and maybe even getting angry because it's like, that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people are saying, some people have been saying like, no, it's good to expose this. And other people are like, no, the way this is edited is platforming these really dangerous thoughts. Like you can say that she's winning the debate, but showing it in this manner platforms actually this rhetoric that's being used that's actually incredibly harmful. And it is exactly that. It's the editing of it.
It has nothing to do with the actual conversation. Mm-mm. It is about how people watch the conversation and the things that they pull from them, which crazy.
It's why there's such a difference in presidential debates didn't used to be televised.
Yeah.
They used to happen over the radio. And there has been studies shown that there's been a significant difference between when I think it was in particularly what Ronald Reagan and John F. Kennedy, I think they had one debate that was over the radio and they had one debate in person. And the difference in that was, in terms of how the public reacted, was incredibly different because John F. Kennedy was like this young, attractive.
Yeah.
And the radio one, it, like most people went.
Smash.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, Marilyn Monroe wasn't up there just
of course.
And also, John F. Kennedy's wife wasn't no slouch either. That was also a pretty woman.
No, yeah.
Like, you
no,
know, the Kennedys were pulling.
No.
Now this degenerate Uncle Phil's
The brainworm man?
Baby, no. Oh my God, no. Baby, no. Hard pass.
He looks like gum that's been melted in the sun. You know, like on the sidewalk, that's
Gumby.
Exactly what that
is. You look like Gumby. Well,
and if you eat gummy bear, you're gonna have a heart attack. Did I do okay? Did you like that?
Oh, that was great.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Okay. Before we hop into music, do you have a would you rather?
Of course I do.
What you got for us?
Okay, so let's see. Would you rather? Okay, once a month. Take a heroic dose of acid, okay, and do something frightening. And it's different every time. So
like my definition of frightening?
Yes. So for instance, the first time you do this heroic dose of acid, you get to do a haunted house.
Why would you do this to me? Why would you do this to me? I'm not going to make it. I'm going to have a heart attack.
You might your brain might be broken.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
you'll be fine.
I'm going to have a stroke.
Well, you're not going to have a stroke. That's not how that works.
Watch me be the first case. Watch me be the
first case of LSD causes strokes.
Yep.
Okay, so there's that. Okay. Or once a month, enter like a metaphysical hellscape where you get to fight one of your friends' demons.
Once a month?
Yes.
What? And I'm sorry. What was the other cadence for the first?
They're
one?
Both once a month. Now, mind you, now with both instances, you're gonna come out alive because with the metaphysical thing, like it's your soul fighting these demons, so like you're gonna survive. But I mean, you're gonna take some hits because these are your friends' demons. So we got my demons. You got Shane's demons.
Y'all got some gnarly shit going on.
You got Deepa's demons.
I know. This is what happens when you're in like a queer.
Wait, I'm not part of that thing.
Hey, Jason, queer. This is what happens when you're in a millennial queer circle, bro. Right. Millennials have seen some fucking things. There's a lot of trauma in there.
We got hella demons.
Oh my God, we did not experience gentle parenting.
No. So basically, like, your soul, you do like astral projection into like the realm of like the hellscape where our demons live.
And do so I, you do get I get fight. Any special abilities? Is this like Yu Yu Hakusho, bro?
I don't think so.
That's crazy. I can't get like a spirit gun out here.
Maybe if you manifest one, but okay. I don't know. I don't know how. I mean, have you even astral projected?
Like, have you?
Yes. But
what would you get into?
I know. Anyways, let's move past that. But the point is
not that,
that
I remember. I'm not going to say it's not. I'm going to say I haven't, but right. Not that I remember.
Yes, if you're remembering astral projection, right. So, no, you haven't done. That's fine. Anyways, so, yeah, you have no experience with that, so I'm guessing you're not really.
They kind of both seem equally
traumatizing.
Neither one of them in my mind is thinking out like that's way worse.
Right.
Like, okay, so the first one is taking a hero's dose of acid,
heroic dose of acid,
and every then month. Doing something frightening.
Yes.
I think I'm gonna go with the fighting y'all demons, because here's the thing about doing something frightening once a month. That shit's real. That's not my soul walking into a haunted. I am physically walking into a haunted house.
You are doing the. You don't know what our demons are gonna look like, dude.
Yeah, but that's my soul battling that. That's not you. Yeah, sure, but that's different than my physical body, bro. Like, for instance, I know there's gonna come a time where a snake is involved. I hate snakes. I know it. I'd rather fight one of y'all demons that's a snake than be on acid and have to be involved with a real snake. I'm not gonna understand. my realm, I'm not gonna be able to look at that snake in real life and be like, you're not real. Yeah, you are.
But these demons are real.
No, but they're actually physically dealing with it.
But you are.
That's gonna make a world of difference for me.
You're going to feel as physically real in both.
Nah, bro, but it's not going to be that. In this other situation, I really am gonna have to touch a snake. That's really gonna happen. Like, I'm really physically.
You don't think you're okay? So I'm physically. Let's say one of these demons are snake. Like, you're actually fighting.
What if I have to lie in a tank as they pour snakes on me? Do you understand that I'm going to just feel like they bite me? Like, I'm gonna go into some sort of a shock.
That because
I'm gonna go. I'm actually gonna have a bad trip and go into the worst. And I'm gonna do that every month. No, I'm not doing that.
Wow.
I'm not doing that. What are you doing?
So you're really fighting demons. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
That's frightening.
I fight my own demons in my sleep.
Nigga, that's not.
It's okay. I fight my own demons in my sleep.
I don't think you realize what.
Which one you choosing?
I'm trying to think of all the scary things with the acid. I mean, claustrophobia is pretty bad. And I don't imagine? Know.
On a hero's dose of acid. It's crazy.
I'm only gonna choose the demon thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you are.
I'm only gonna choose the demon thing.
I'm gonna queue up this 45 right now.
Because I am hoping that as I get better with fighting them, maybe I can help my friends.
Maybe that's that.
But I imagine it's gonna be very terrifying and traumatizing.
Did you ever watch So Weird?
So Weird? No, I've never seen So Weird.
So Weird was a show that used to play on the Disney Channel, and it was all about this like girl in a family, and she had like this like she had like otherworldly abilities. And so oftentimes she would be fighting her friend's demons.
Whoa.
And then there would be a moment of clarity and she would get to talk to them and stuff like that would often happen, but all types of weird stuff. And you know what, she dealt with it like a champ. She dealt with it like a champ. So I'm gonna go with Fiona was her name. Get it, Fiona. So Weird. I'm with you, girl. You and I
I mean, I'm just, all I'm saying is that I know, the only reason why I'm not choosing the acid is because I'm afraid of my brain breaking.
Yeah, I know my brain will break.
I don't want my brain to break with the demons. Now, I mean, I'm saying this, but I could see something in the hellscape that would break my brain regardless. So I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of screwed either way.
I think I'm choosing something that I know for a fact is going to break my brain versus something that I'm not sure.
Well, the acid, you mean?
The acid I know for a fact is going to break my brain.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
Like, I know that there's no way around. Baby, you cannot put me in a tank and pour snakes on me on acid.
Why would anyone do that? Because you're going to hurt the snakes.
Fuck them snakes. You think I care? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. PETA? I didn't
the next one great.
I love that for you. That's not me, baby. I'm sorry. I can't change. I can't change what I'm scared.
So
I'm scared of.
You're saying that I can never have a pet snake.
You can have a pet snake.
Will you come over?
I will consider it.
Okay.
What happened to the naked cat? Get a naked cat.
I can't anyways because the cats. The cats will kill the snake.
Yes. Get a naked cat. I support with that.
All right. Wow.
All right, y'all. We are going into our first musical break. I hope y'all enjoy yourself.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. machine like No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup of candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, here's just no April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words.
We're back with Black on Black on Black. You're here with D, fantastic.
Okay, and I'm DJ Queen. What's happening? What's happening?
We're here for Black on Black on Black every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8
p.m. We're here. We're queer. Mm. We're fabulous. Don't fuck with us.
Okay, one of us is queer. That is not me. I just want to be very clear on that. I feel like people get very confused, and I want to just be very open and honest here.
Again, if you all ever saw us, you'd be like, huh?
I am the straighty. I know it doesn't look like it, nor do I I don't know, dress like it sometimes. Huh? like that cat meme?
Huh?
Anyways, let's move past that. So anyways, yeah, we're just here just hanging out and seeing what's going on with the crew. With the
family. Just kicking. Just kicking.
What else is going on in the black community?
Listen to your fam. And I mean, Diddy keeps getting denied bail, which makes me happy.
Yes, that is pretty great.
Man, that boy trying to do everything.
Yes,
everything.
Trying to get out. Do we know what the exact charges? Like, do we know definitively, like, exact charges, all that? Because I feel a little confused.
There's two charges that stuck. So he was found guilty of, I believe it was. Was it prostitution?
It was I think it was prostitution.
It wasn't human trafficking. No.
It wasn't human trafficking.
It was just aiding in prostitution or something like that. It's like two counts of that.
Yeah.
Which both carry a maximum sentence of 10 years.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the judge is deliberating on that. I think we should be hearing before the end of the month.
Hopefully.
What that is. I mean, it is a positive sign that the judge keeps
denying. If this nigga gets out in a year, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
It's going to be crazy.
I'm already mad, but,
it's gonna
be crazy, whatever.
Yo. It's going to be crazy.
Whatever, you know. Anyways, so there's that. What else is going on in the black community?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You can get with this.
See what's going on the shady of my room.
Oh yeah, you know what? That could be.
Oh, did you hear about this thing? What's going on in Texas? You know, like three or five of your House seats were taken over by Republicans.
Yes.
Yeah, and Jasmine Crockett lost her seat.
Yes.
They're fucking crazy. I thought they had left Texas to hide out. I thought the Democrats had left Texas to hide out so that this wouldn't happen.
How
were they allowed to gerrymander? The seats just got the lines for the counties just got done in like 2021. Those things aren't supposed to be arguable for like 10 years. So it should be 20.